When you and I want to buy something, a pair of shoes, a new car, whatever you're in the market for, well, it's got to be available to buy, right? There's got to be a supply of shoes or of cars for us to choose from. It's pretty basic. But every once in a while, those supplies get cut off. Say the factory where the shoes are assembled gets shut down, or an aluminum mine closes and your car maker has to suspend production. That's called a negative supply shock. More broadly, it's a reduction in the economy's capacity to make stuff. While it might be temporary, it usually does mean that either you can't get the things you want when you want them, or they are going to cost you more. And it's not just consumers who can feel the pain of a supply shock. Companies that need materials and components to make their products can face some real problems if they can't get the stuff when they need it. And all of that has broad economic impacts, as you might imagine. It is, one might say, shocking.